The apple has been around a long time. Just think of Adam and Eve. And would we have so many adages about it? An apple doesn't fall far from the tree. One bad apple spoils the whole bunch. An apple a day, well, you get the picture. Or maybe you don't. Picture a ripe, perfect green Granny Smith apple. Ah, it's crunch. It's tangy sweetness. It's also a variety that's one of the most commonly cooked, and it's the most popular. At least it is at the local Hannaford store, says spokesman Michael Norton.
Granny Smiths are the biggest seller, and annually in our 175 stores, we sell 5.7 million Granny Smith apples.
5.7 million. That's a big slice of pie. And where was it grown? Well, that depends on what time of year it is. Hannaford really takes pride in buying local apples. Local from Maine, local from New Hampshire, depending on which particular store you're in. But that only takes you through one season. This week, the Granny Smith comes from a different hemisphere.
In the lush Central Valley of Chile, it's taken centuries of experience to grow fruit this good.
That's right, Chile. From an orchard in between the cities of Talca and Curico, about 2.5 hours south of the country's capital, Santiago.
Many of the apple farms would be less than 100 hectares, which would be about 220 acres.
That's Tom Jerenson with the Chilean Fruit Association. He even knows when the apples are picked.
They're picked generally in the early morning hours and then taken to the packing house.
They're packed in boxes, 750,000 boxes a year, and each box holds 25 big apples or 50 small ones. That's between 18 and 37 million, just Granny Smith's.
The boxes are put on pallets, the pallets onto refrigerated trucks. The trucks have a dedicated highway, an 8-lane highway that goes from the principal growing areas to the port of Valparaiso.
Jerenson says the apples stop briefly in Valparaiso for an inspection, then off they go.
Once released, they are loaded onto a refrigerated freighter and shipped to either the East Coast or the West Coast.
From Chile, the ship travels 5,796 nautical miles to dock in Portland, Maine, where it's then trucked to the Hannaford Distribution Center. Sound energy intensive? Well, not if you consider part of the year Granny Smiths come from Washington State. Jerenson says that can often make a bigger carbon footprint.
When you put a truck on a highway, an interstate, for 2,000 plus miles, you burn a lot of diesel versus the bunker number three that a freighter burns, bringing basically hundreds of truckloads at the same time into a distribution point on the East Coast.
Still, that's a lot of fuel to get a Granny Smith in May. How do you like them apples? For NHPR News, I'm Amy Quinton.